man-made.
It probably really hit me when I got inside the craft and looked around and began to understand how the craft was operated and finally grasped the whole project as a whole, as what we were doing, the fact that we weren't building this thing. We were trying to find out how it was made. We were back engineering it. When I first got to look inside the craft, all I can say, it's an ominous feeling. You walk in there and it feels as if you shouldn't be there. I know that sounds kind of corny, but it's a real ominous feeling. It's not an exciting feeling. It brings up a whole lot of questions in your mind. I only witnessed one test flight up close, officially. I was just inside the hangar. The craft lifted off the ground, virtually noiseless, other than a small corona discharge on the bottom of the craft, indicating the presence of high voltage. That dissipated at about 30 feet, and it stood there completely silently and moved over to the left and to the right and sat back down. That was the entire test. This was quite a scientific feat, to lift something completely silently, under control, and perform a maneuver like that.
From deep inside the underground test facility, Lazar learned how these craft operate by studying their propulsion systems.